This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to the 10 Virtues of the Proverbs 31 Woman. And today's lesson is on faith. Being a Proverbs 31 woman is not about being perfect. It's about living life with purpose, diligence, forgiveness, and repentance. You know, women can be really hard on themselves. We look at our failures, all those things we didn't get done today, the countless things that we wish we could do. We look at Pinterest and we feel like we're not adequate, or that somehow we aren't living up to a high enough standard. And we add up all of our failures and we decide that really deep down, we aren't worthy of God's love. We think that somehow there's no way He can possibly love me because everything I do is wrong. But you know, God is so much greater than our imperfections. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me, and He loves us anyway. You know, so often when women read the passage of Proverbs 31, they decide that, yeah, it's a nice idea, but it's an impossible reality. I mean, after all, Proverbs 31 does give us the ideal image of a woman. But you know, the only perfect person is Jesus Christ. And we are made perfect through Him. Where I am weak, He is strong. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." I don't have to be perfect to be loved by God. His grace, His mercy, is bigger than anything I could ever imagine. It's bigger than anything I can ever do. There's nothing I could ever do to make Him not love me. The only thing I have to do is give my life to Him. And when I do that, He will cover my weakness with His strength, and my failures will become victories in Jesus. The Bible tells us that a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So first and foremost, it's the Proverbs 31 woman's faith that sets her apart from other women. She fears the Lord. Or in other words, she has a healthy respect, a reverence for God. And she has a pliable spirit that yields to His commands. She respects His authority in her life, and she submits to Him. When we give our lives over to Christ, the natural outcome is that we are to do His will. In fact, when we give our lives over to Christ, we will naturally begin to produce fruit, good fruit, because that's what happens when we give God control of our time and our efforts. Matthew 7, verse 17 says, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit." But how does that happen? If we want to have the faith of the Proverbs 31 woman, how do we give Him control of our time? How do we live His will for our lives? By seeking Him first on a daily basis, through prayer and study. The first thought that comes to mind when we wake up in the morning should be a prayer of thanksgiving for a new day, and then a request for Jesus to give us the strength to not live selfishly that day, but that He will live through us. In order to grow our faith, we need to make time for God. I know I talk about this a lot, and it really is truly the most important thing we can do. We need to give Him our first fruits. And the only way to really get to know someone is to spend time with them. If we desire a relationship with Christ, we have to make him a priority. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, Jesus died for me. He died for you so that we may have life more abundantly. He wants to give us good things. He wants us to spend time with him. He wants to get to know us. But you know, making time for God isn't always easy, and Satan definitely wants to keep us so busy that we're distracted and find it difficult to set time aside for prayer. I generally recommend that you try to wake up even 15 minutes or 30 minutes earlier in the morning for your devotions. But I also realize that waking up earlier is not an option for some of you. And if that's the case, think about when you can set aside the time, whether it be in the evening before you go to bed, or perhaps during the baby's nap time, or even over breakfast. And it's okay to include your children if that's the season you're in. Family worship is a wonderful way to serve God and to spend time with him. But what's most important is that you do set time aside to worship God each day. The Proverbs 31 woman loves God with all of her heart, mind, and soul. Matthew 22, verse 37 says, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. Really, that's what sets apart the Proverbs 31 woman from other women. She will be praised because of her faith. I just want to encourage you to not look at your failures. I don't want you to feel like you're unworthy of God's love. And I don't want you to ever feel like you could never measure up to the Proverbs 31 standard. Because like I said, you don't have to be perfect to be loved. Proverbs 31 is not about being perfect. It's about living your life with purpose, waking up each day, and making a choice to live in a way that honors God. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow as we look at the second virtue of the Proverbs 31 woman, marriage.